Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.
Today, we rewrite geography. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Hermann Sergel, born in 1885, came from a German family of architects. He, too, went on to become an architect. Art and architecture were then in the midst of a revolution. German Expressionism, the arts and crafts movement, Bauhaus. Sergel was caught up in them all, and they carried him well beyond architecture. By 1933, he'd organized trade schools and was serving as the head of trade teaching in Bavaria. Then Hitler came to power. The arts that Sergel had been writing about were condemned, and Sergel's most ambitious project did not fare well either. He wanted to alter Earth's physical geography, to extend Europe into Africa. His problems with Hitler had less to do with the seeming madness of his technical plans than with Hitler's ambitions. Hitler looked east toward Asia more than south into Africa. But geopolitics aside, let's look at Sergel's idea. He wanted to reduce the size of the Mediterranean, to irrigate much of North Africa, and to create land links to Africa. He would dam the Bosporus to block off the Black Sea to the east. On the west, he wanted to build a huge semicircular earth-gravity dam arcing out into the Atlantic at Gibraltar. He would also redirect African rivers to create vast freshwater inland seas in northern Africa. Once the Mediterranean was isolated, evaporation would cause it to drop several feet per year. That would eventually expose more than 100,000 square miles of new land. Most of the Adriatic Sea would vanish, and an expanded Sicily would link Italy to almost touch Tunisia. Finally, a third dam would be built, linking Sicily to Tunisia and splitting the shrunken Mediterranean in two. The eastern side would come to rest 330 feet below sea level, the western side 660 feet. Those three huge dams would be used to generate hydroelectric power and to provide highway links between continents. Descriptions of the project vary since it's still alive and undergoing modifications even today. Sergel had formed an Atlantropa Institute, which the Nazis marginalized, but it survived the war and then sought UNESCO support. As the idea evolved and as others revived it, it appears both in new proposals and in science fiction. Sergel's plan and the Gibraltar Dam are part of Gene Roddenberry's book, Star Trek: The Motion Picture. Well, where does proposed technology end and science fiction begin? I'm not really certain. New technology is like that. The New York subway system seemed implausible in the late 19th century, and it brought terrible disruption to Lower Manhattan in the early 20th. Today, the city is unimaginable without it. So what about a terraformed Mediterranean? Well, I suspect, I fear, that Earth is headed for far greater changes in the next century, but one's quite different from Sergel's half-mad, half-visionary plan. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.